Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. My name is J. Mark Horst. I'm your friend and Bible teacher. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope, an international gospel radio and literature ministry. For the past few weeks on Hope for Today, we've been studying from Daniel chapter 6. The title of our study is The Servant of the Living God. Chapter 6 records the familiar account of Daniel in the den of lions. On today's program, we'll finish our teaching from this portion of Scripture. Now, to resume our study, I will read from the text, Daniel chapter 6, verses 11 to 28. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. And they went before the king and spoke concerning the king's decree. Have you not signed a decree that every man who petitions any god or man within 30 days, except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, The thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which does not alter. So they answered and said before the king, That Daniel, who is one of the captives from Judah, does not show due regard for you, O king, or for the decree that you have signed, but makes his petition 3 times a day. And the king, when he heard these words, was greatly displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men approached the king and said to the king, Know, O king, that it is the law of the Medes and Persians, that no decree or statute which the king establishes may be changed. So the king gave the command, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. But the king spoke, saying to Daniel, Your God, whom you serve continually, he will deliver you. Then a stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the signets of his lords, that the purpose concerning Daniel might not be changed. Now the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting, and no musicians were brought before him. Also, his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried out with a lamenting voice to Daniel. The king spoke, saying to Daniel, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions? Then Daniel said to the king, O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths, so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before him. And also, O king, I have done no wrong before you. Now the king was exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no injury whatever was found on him, because he believed in his God. And the king gave the command, and they brought those men who had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives. And the lions overpowered them and broke all their bones in pieces before they ever came to the bottom of the den. Then King Darius wrote, To all peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied to you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men must tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast forever, His kingdom is the one which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall endure to the end. He delivers and rescues, and he works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth, who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Finally, the long night is past. Picture Darius in the dim light of the early dawn, making his way anxiously to the lion's den. Unable to see clearly in the dimness of the morning, he calls out to Daniel in an anguished voice, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions?" Evidently, the king thought Daniel's deliverance was possible, or he wouldn't have spoken audibly. But the fact that he spoke in such an anguished voice leads us to believe he didn't really expect a reply. He only expected to hear the low growl of the lions in response to his call. But Daniel answers the king, and that leads us to our final reality for the servant of God. The final reality is the servant of God will experience a definite deliverance. Imagine the king's surprise and relief when the calm voice of Daniel answers from the pit. Daniel shows his composure by addressing the king with the traditional respect, and he tells him that the lions haven't hurt him. He attributes the miracle to God and to the fact that he was innocent of any wrongdoing against the king. Daniel's obedience to God didn't necessarily make him guilty of disobedience toward the king. Daniel told the king that the Lord had sent his angel and shut the mouths of the lions so they didn't hurt him. Like the psalmist in Psalm 59, Daniel had been surrounded by bloodthirsty men who sought his destruction. They conspired against him, circling around him and snarling like vicious, hungry dogs. The king is overjoyed at hearing Daniel's voice, and he immediately commands his servants to remove Daniel from the lion's den. It seems that Daniel was probably lifted directly out of the den by the means of ropes. The king and the bystanders could hardly believe the fact that Daniel hadn't sustained even the slightest injury. He attributes his deliverance to his faith in Almighty God. Now, as I said earlier, we shouldn't infer from this account or others like it that God is obligated to physically deliver us in our times of trouble. But of one thing we can be assured: the presence of God will accompany us in each and every situation. Now, the king commands that Daniel's accusers be brought before him. Since this would have been a very large group of people, it's likely that only the ringleaders were brought and thrown into the den. That would have sent a strong message to the other accusers to be very careful before they brought an accusation against Daniel before the king. And showing his characteristic cruelty, Darius orders the wives and the children of these men to be thrown into the den with them. That punishment was in accordance with the treatment of false witnesses. You can read about that in Deuteronomy chapter 19 and verses 16 to 21. With sickening finality, the biblical record states that these accusers and their families were torn to shreds before they ever reached the bottom of the den. What a horrible end. This chapter concludes with Darius' proclamation to his whole realm. In his proclamation, he acknowledges a very important reality: the permanence of God's reign and kingdom. This reality is an important part of the definite deliverance for us as the children of God. No matter what happens to us physically, our ultimate deliverance is assured. In the words of the Apostle Paul, "To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord." The king instructs his subjects they must tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast forever, His kingdom is the one which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall endure to the end. He delivers and rescues, and he works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth, who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. Today, we live in an age of what is called political correctness. Obedient Christ followers are being pushed to the margins of society as haters, bigots, homophobes, and fanatics. You know, the progression of these events may cause us to be fearful or discouraged, perhaps frustrated, sometimes even angry. But let's not forget at least two things. First, Jesus told us not to be surprised by any of this. They did the exact same things to him. Second, we must remember that many of our brothers and sisters scattered across the world are enduring much greater suffering than we are. Their endurance and courage should inspire you and me to greater faithfulness. Daniel's life is clearly an Old Testament type of Jesus Christ. Both men lived lives of impeccable holiness, though Daniel wasn't perfect. Both of them were falsely accused by those whom they should have been able to trust. False pretense and manufactured evidence were used in both convictions. Daniel escaped immediate death only to die of old age. Jesus didn't escape death. He embraced it in order to break its power. The lion's den and the garden tomb were both sealed with the official seal of the governing powers. The first seal was broken by an earthly authority. The second seal was broken by the power of God. Daniel emerged from the lion's den alone. Jesus emerged from the tomb, guaranteeing that you and I too will ultimately rise from the dead. Daniel showed us how to live, but Jesus, the greater Daniel, makes our living possible, worthwhile, and everlasting. May these realities encourage each of us in our pursuit of being a servant of the living God. My friend, were you blessed by the teaching on today's broadcast? If so, you can request an audio CD or a printed copy of this complete teaching. Just write and request it by its title, The Servant of the Living God. The quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That's mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, The Servant of the Living God. I'd be happy to send one to you. Once again, the quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That's mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. You can request a free copy of this teaching, The Servant of the Living God. It's available in print or on an audio CD. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as we begin a new study, Kingdoms in Conflict, from Daniel chapter 7. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.